What does our foundation or core look like? If we could peel it all back, if we could dig it up, what would we find there? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it healthy? Is it unhealthy? What kind of fruit are we producing from that foundational root system? We're going to talk about that today and so much more. Stay with me. Hey, friend. Welcome to the Shattered into Beautiful podcast. I'm Jeannie Smith. If your heart is hurting, no matter what your circumstances are, there is only one healer. Through biblical content, I will teach you how to experience whole healing and soar into great purpose. So let's get into today's show. Grab your favorite coffee, journal, and Bible. It's time to dig in and unwrap your gift. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. This is Jeannie. I'm so glad to be with you today. Well, last week we talked about identity. We had to fully understand our identity in Christ before we could dive into this root system thing and understanding what is at the deep core of our being, what kind of foundation has been laid, and then we can expect from that what type of fruit would be producing from that foundational root system. Technically speaking, we're thinking about fruit, we're thinking about trees, things that we can visibly see, but we're going to go deeper. We're talking about spiritual as well and what the Word of God has to say about the root systems, the foundations that we have, and what kind of nutrients we need in order to produce lasting fruit, fruit that will last, fruit that will remain. You know, my son and my husband were working on a science project, and they were in a debate about the type of soil that we had in our yard, and could we really grow any produce from our yard, the soil that was underneath what we could only see, the grass system. And so they went and got some seeds, and they planted them deep in the ground, and they began to debate. Well, my husband did not think that it was peas, by the way, that these peas would grow from our ground system. My son, on the other hand, had great faith that they would. So a few weeks went by, and guess what? A piece of greenery began to spring up out of that ground. A plant began to arose, a healthy plant. And the next thing we found was peas hanging off of that branch. And so the soil underneath, although we couldn't see, we estimated what type of soil it might be, was actually good soil. It was good soil that we could not see, but it was good, and it produced great things. It produced something that we could actually begin to take in and get health from, something that we could produce and would bring health and sustainability to other things, creatures, human beings. It was food, food that we needed. So it was able to bear fruit. Why? Because the foundation was strong. And so I want to start today just talking about our foundations and what they have to look like. Because see, the thing is that there has been something planted in all of us. From the time we were born, created in our mother's womb, when we came out of our mother's womb, things that we begin to hear, things that we begin to say, or things that were said to us and over us, things that we went through, hard times, struggles, as we begin to develop into a, you know, young adult, things were happening to us that were all part of a root system that we have. These root systems are wide, they're deep, and they are the principle of who we are. That's why last week it was so important for us to talk about the truth of who we are, that true identity, because we cannot be defined by the world and the things that have happened to us. We must be defined by who He says we are. So these foundations, they have to be bigger than the thing it is supporting. So the foundations in us, they have to be big and strong, wide, deep, and it has to be bigger than the thing that it's going to support. Okay, so what is it going to support? Well, the things that come out of us, the fruit system that comes out of us cannot sustain, will not sustain, will not be fruitful, will not last unless that foundation deep within us is strong. Okay, so now God plants the seed of his word inside of you. That's what he wants to do. That's what Luke 8:11 tells us. We need to allow the word of God, the truth of God, spirit and truth, to be planted deep within us. Okay? And so what we are going to begin to talk about in these next few episodes is how we need to investigate our soul, our foundation, and determine, is there anything in there that needs to be uprooted and pulled out? So when we have a beautiful plant and we see that there's things around the baseline or limbs that begin to not be fruitful anymore, what do? We cut those things off, we trim them off, because we don't want it to affect the health and sustainability of the rest of the plant and the core and the foundation. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to dig up and out, the things that are not supposed to be there, the things that are causing sickness to the other branches, to our foundation and core, and we're going to get rid of those things. And the Word of God is going to talk to us about that and what our foundation is supposed to look like. And then when we do that, we're going to have a healthy system that can now be bountiful and grow. So let's first understand what the Lord wants us to be, what kind of foundation He wants us to have. Psalms 1:3 says, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit, its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." That's Psalms 1:3. Now I want to take a deep look into John 15. I love the book of John. John chapter 15 is one of my favorite passages. I have so many, but I truly love this one because I find that true abundance, understanding the abundant life that the Lord wants us to live, true joy is found in this chapter. Okay, I'm feeling the Lord really lay something on my heart. Before I can go into John 15, someone is listening today that has felt abandoned. You feel like an orphan. You have an orphan spirit, a spirit of abandonment, because of things with your earthly father. And the Lord God, your heavenly Father, wants to make himself known to you. He is not like your earthly father. He will never leave you or forsake you. And so if we flip back to John 14, John 14 describes the way to the Father. He says in verse 1, "Don't let your heart be troubled. Just believe in me." Believe in God. "Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I have gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. You know the way to where I am going." And so if you have been abandoned, if you have been left as an orphan, you are not an orphan and you are not abandoned in the family of God. You belong. He has gone to prepare a place for you. And it is his heart that no one would perish. That means that everyone created in the image of God, that means all of us, would come into the realization and the understanding that he is our heavenly Father, that his son Jesus came and died for our sins and rose again and ascended to heaven to go and prepare these homes for us. And he is waiting for us. And the way that we get there is through him, Jesus. There is only one way to heaven, and it is through Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And by believing in him, in faith, and receiving him as your Lord and Savior, you are a sealed possession, and your name is written in the book of life. So Jesus came here to earth to reveal the Father. And when he ascended to heaven, he left us a comforter. So he promised us a counselor. Now we go and see counselors sometimes, don't we? I know I have been and sat with counselors, and it's been very beneficial to me at certain times in my life. But there is the counselor, which is a free gift. You don't have to pay for this one. The price has already been paid. This is a free counselor that is with you always. And it's the counselor, the gift of the Holy Spirit. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When Jesus ascended, he left us that gift, that as we believed in him and received him as Savior, the Holy Spirit would live within us, inside of us. And it is there to lead us and to guide us and to comfort us. And he says in chapter 14, verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever." That's this counselor I'm talking about. It is the Spirit of truth. And he says in verse 18, Those were not my words earlier. Those are his words. I will not leave you as orphans in verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. And Jesus also gives us a gift of peace. Does anyone need peace today? He says, peace I leave with you in verse 27. My peace I give to you, another free gift. I do not give to you as the world gives you. Well, what does the world give us? It gives us nothing but trouble. No, Jesus says, there's been an exchange that happened on the cross, okay? No, I give you my peace. So do not let your heart be troubled or fearful. You have heard me tell you, I am going away and then I am coming to you. And if you love me, you will rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may be believing in me. Friends, Jesus has laid it out in chapter 14, his love for us, and who we are, and where we belong, and where our destiny is. The only thing keeping us from that is to believe upon him and receive him as our Savior. Now, let's get back to that vine and the branches. So, we have to have that good seed, right? So, we have to understand our identity. We have to understand that we must receive him as our Lord and Savior, because we need those good seeds planted in our foundation and in our core, okay? And then we need to gotta get out all that other stuff that's not supposed to be there. So, let's talk about the vine and the branches. I want to jump into John chapter 15. And I want to start at verse 15 and 16. Now, John chapter 15 is talking about remaining. There's this word abide that we must live in. John 15, 4 and 5 says, remain in me and I in you, just as a branch is unable to produce fruit by itself unless it remains on the vine. Neither can you unless you remain in me, because I am the vine and you are the branches. And the one who remains in me and I in them produces much fruit, because you can do nothing apart from me. Okay, so he's called us to bear fruit. Jesus is not commanding us, his disciples, to bear fruit. The command is to remain. The fruit is the beauty that comes from that. But what he's calling us to do is to remain and abide in him. The command is to remain. When we remain, when we abide in the unconditional, forever love of Christ, then guess what? The fruit, it's a bonus. It just automatically comes. The fruit will come, but it will only come when we remain in him. And so we have to understand that. We bear fruit when and only when we are first grafted into the true vine. His Holy Spirit in us is the fruit producer. It's not what we're doing. It's what the Holy Spirit is doing through us and in us, what's overflowing out of us. We are simply the branches who love, who have the privilege of displaying his fruit. Now, Jesus Christ came what? To make us new. He came to redeem the dead branches. So these dead branches, these things within us and our foundation and core that don't need to be there, he came to uproot those things. He came to redeem them so that we can live an abundant life remaining in him, resting, dwelling, living in that peace I was talking about, abiding in him. It's the only source of our strength and the only source of our goodness, our fruit. So let's focus on that true vine today. Let's be about the business of remaining in Jesus and abiding in him, and then trusting the Spirit to be about the business of bearing the fruit in our lives. So if you didn't catch that, I'm saying our focus and our responsibility is to abide in him. He will produce the fruit. The Holy Spirit in us will produce the fruit. We don't have to worry about that. Our job is to abide in him. Okay, so let's start with 15 verse 9. As the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Remain in my love. There's that word, remain. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. There's that word again, remain. Just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain, there it is again, remain in his love. I have told you these things so that my joy, there it is, joy, may be in you, and your joy may be complete. So friends, there it is right there. He's just told you, given you the key of where joy comes from. Does anybody need joy? Would you like to exchange your sorrow and your brokenness and your depression or whatever it may be, your anxiety, your worry? Would you like to exchange it for joy? Because we were just told how to do it right here. Verse 12, this is my command. Love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Verse 15, I do not call you servants anymore, because a servant doesn't know what his master is doing. No, I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. Verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and produce fruit, and that your fruit should remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This is what I command you, love one another. And so he starts about love. He ends about love. That love can only come as we abide in him. Now, these hidden places that we cannot see, our foundation, our root systems, sometimes there can be just junk in that soil that just really doesn't need to be there. So the ground, the soil, the foundation in our yard where the boys planted the seeds, we didn't know what was in the hidden places. Do you know what's in the hidden places within you? The hidden places where God is trying to develop you. Is there anything there that needs to be uprooted, cleaned out, so that the soil can get ripe and get ready for a great harvest? It's time to deal with those things. It's time to dig them up and get rid of them so that we can be healthy. Because what is in that hidden places deep within us is what is coming out of us. It's what we're producing. And so I want you to think about that. What are you producing into the lives of those around you? If you're a father, if you're a mother, what are you producing into your home, into the atmosphere, into the lives of your children? Is it good? Are you planting good seed in their foundation? We need to allow us to have a heart-to-heart connection with our Father so that we can think the way He thinks. We want the things that He wants. We desire the same things. We begin to then speak like Him and act like Him and do what He would do. God needs to be bigger on the inside than what we are. God needs to make you bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. And so in order to do that, we have to let Him build our root system in secret. We have to allow Him to clean it out before He can allow us, enable us rather, to produce fruit, good fruit that will remain. So today, as we end this episode, you have an assignment, and that is to go before the Lord and to ask Him to show you what is in your root system. What is in your root system that must come out, that we have to dig in there and uproot it out, because we are in a season of preparation right now. And listen, I don't want you for a second to look at your life and how it is right now and think that you are not worthy of what I am talking about, that you are not worthy to produce good fruit in your life, for your family, for those around you. Listen, I told you your only responsibility was to abide in Him. He is the one, the Holy Spirit is the one that will do the work. And people look at outward appearances all the time and they want to judge you by that. But listen to me, the Lord looks at the heart. And sometimes we're the one that judges ourselves the worst. Listen to me, the Lord looks at the heart. He is concerned with your heart. That's what 1 Samuel 16:7 says to us. And so my prayer is that you will have a passion for roots that abide in Him. That's how we're going to end today. Father God, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would give your people a passion to abide in you. Father, I ask that they would allow you to heal their hearts, their minds, and their bodies, and that they would be filled with incredible joy and hunger and passion for more of you as they abide in you. Lord, I pray that you will stir and awaken their hopes and their dreams, the things that you've put in their heart. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much that you never leave us or forsake us. Thank you that you have chosen us and that your Holy Spirit in our life will begin to water seeds that were planted by you long ago, causing them to start forming strong root systems. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let me tell you, friends, God is a good gardener, and there is something very supernatural about this whole process. So I pray that you are filled with anticipation of what God wants to do in your life, and all you have to do is be willing. So I love you bunches. I hope you have a wonderful week, and remember, live life abundantly.
If you like Mommy's show, leave a review.
Hey, before you go, if this podcast has blessed you, the number one way you can help me is to leave a review and subscribe to the Shattered Into Beautiful show. Next, hop on over to the Shattered Into Beautiful private Facebook group where you will find a network of friends with daily inspiration. You can reach me at JeannieScottSmith.com. And lastly, please share the episode or review in your social and tag me at Smith Evangelistic Ministries. I cannot wait to meet with you again. Stay tuned for more life-giving podcasts coming your way.